all of your favorite R&B hits.
Jams from back in the day and a little something to keep your head nodding.
If it's the weekend,
it's Cafe Mocha.
Radio from a woman's perspective.
So good to be on Cafe Mocha. You guys are doing some really amazing stuff. I'm really proud of you all.
Cafe Mocha delivers the most intriguing interviews heard on radio. Takes you to the biggest events in the country. And it's presented by three of the biggest names in entertainment.
I'm so faded.
Miss Love, Lonnie Love.
I'm a nonconformist. I've learned to embrace my flaws, and I want to help people.
And if you're good, you can bring your friend.
What's your name?
It's Cafe Mocha. I'm Angelique.
I have a woman question for you.
Is there anything in your life that you've been so addicted to?
So we'll jump right in it.
For 30 years now, all I've been doing is eating, sleeping, and living music.
The formula for writing is you make a statement and you back it up.
Content is king. It's way more economic to have a big, well-produced show like this on the weekends as opposed to try to find this type of content on your own.
I gotta say this for the record. I really feel like I'm in a girl talk moment. This is one of the best interviews I've ever done in my career. So thank you so much.
It gives us some of the same exposure to high caliber talent that we have during the week on the weekend. Typically, you wouldn't hear from a Tyrese on the weekend. You wouldn't hear from the stars of the latest big Hollywood blockbuster that the community is talking about.
A great show targeted at women. It really, truly has great guests. Everybody from Michelle Obama to Hillary Clinton to you name it have been.
This is this Cafe Mocha?
Oh my goodness! Barack Obama, everybody.
You know, I was just tired of Michelle having all the fun.
They do the interviews that typically you wouldn't have a chance to go kind of in depth with.
What it was she wanted us to either fire him or agree to take a part of our income and pay her personal manager.
Oh my goodness.
Heard in major markets that include New York, Chicago, Dallas, DC, and Atlanta. It's the number one nationally syndicated radio show dedicated to women of color.
What does Johnny Gill look for in a date? That's what I want to know. Since you single.
Everybody keeps telling me, stop looking for all of these just beautiful women. Listen, I'm just going to be one miserable guy for the rest of my life.
Give a tree monster a chance, okay?
It's beneficial for ratings, definitely. It gives you a solid performer on the weekend. It's good radio.
Maybe you're trying to do something different in your life. I was raised in the projects, and look at where I'm at now. If I could do it, you can too.
It super targets women, and it does so kind of on a grassroots scale. It's truly about entrepreneurship, empowerment, uplift.
Our goal has always been to inspire others based on the stories of our honorees.
They do a good job of branding that show and also doing things in their affiliate communities.
We've been blessed, and one of the things that we believe is that when you've been blessed, you should be a blessing to others.
They have sold out the awards the last several years. She moved it to a little larger theater this year. Just the fact that people show up at an event locally shows there is a connection directly to the show.
Next year will be 10 years. We have honored 175 women. We couldn't do it without some great sponsors. Thank you so much again for your support.
I think it's good for any radio station that says that it caters to women, which most of our radio stations do, to have a show like this that they can go ahead and plant a flag in.
Does your station own females on the weekends? There's always hot content brewing on Cafe Mocha. Radio from a woman's perspective.